More than a year into the Boston Police body camera program, officers working overtime shifts are still not wearing the cameras. That despite assurances from Boston Mayor Marty Walsh last year that the practice would change by now. Back then, he blamed problems with camera battery life and said the city would be ordering new cameras. Now, the mayor's office says the change is tangled up in negotiations with the Boston Police Union. Beyond cameras, this issue raises questions about how the city will push through other reforms that are under consideration. WBUR's Allie Charmanning reports.
Back in February, Boston police officer Brenda Figueroa wasn't even 2 years on the job. But when she heard a radio dispatch for shots fired, she knew what to do.
I still have the mind to press on my body camera just in case, because the dispatcher had informed us that someone was hurt. Someone had been shot at Brayman Women's Hospital.
That call was about Justin Root, a 41-year-old man with a history of mental illness. He pointed what turned out to be a fake gun at a police officer outside the hospital. Two Boston police officers shot at him, but he got in his car and sped away. Root led officers on a 3-mile chase, eventually crashing in Chestnut Hill. There, 5 Boston police officers and a state trooper fired their weapons 31 times, killing him. Officers told investigators they thought Root was going to shoot them. Only Figueroa's camera was recording, but it didn't capture everything. 2 other Boston police officers were supposed to be rolling too. One never hit record. Another wasn't even wearing his camera.
That's exactly the kind of situation where you want to have the camera to protect yourself as well as to document what went on between you and the suspect.
That's Jack McDevitt, a criminologist at Northeastern University who studied Boston's body camera pilot back in 2018. He says it's incredible that an officer wouldn't bother turning on the camera during a call like that.
It should be part of the uniform. Everyone should have it.
But right now, it's not. Officers working overtime shifts don't have to wear body cameras. That was the case for one of the officers who shot at Root that day. WBUR reported on this hole in the program a year ago. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh assured the public that it was just an equipment issue that would soon be fixed, certainly by now.
In these cameras, this technology, and there's a life of the camera, 8-hour life of the camera, and we've ordered more cameras to have backups now, enough backups for any extra overtime that we have.
But now Walsh's office says it needs to bargain with the union that represents most Boston officers. The Boston Police Patrolmen's Association has long fought the body camera program. They went to court over the pilot and lost. The union did not respond to emails or calls seeking comment. The union's opposition puzzles those who study body cameras. Michael White is a researcher and co-director of a Department of Justice body camera program. He's reviewed hundreds of body camera policies. He says usually officers quickly get over whatever issues they have with the cameras.
The vast majority of the time, it shows what officers are doing correctly, and it protects them from frivolous complaints and has tremendous evidentiary value. So The resistance that's still coming from the Boston Union, I don't really understand it.
That resistance doesn't bode well for more expansive changes proposed by the Boston Police Reform Task Force. That panel was convened by Mayor Walsh earlier this summer and made initial recommendations last month. Among them, expand the body camera program to every uniformed officer, regardless of rank, require them on detail and overtime shifts, and keep cameras rolling almost all the time. Public defender Allison Cartwright is on the task force. She says there are carve-outs for privacy, like when an officer is having lunch or using the bathroom.
But when you're working and you're interacting with the public, it's important that those interactions be captured.
The task force didn't meet with any police union leaders, but 2 Boston officers are on the task force. Superintendent Dennis White is one of them.
I believe most of the officers believe that change was coming, and I have positive views from members. I mean, there are going to be some that are going to resist change.
The task force also recommends clear consequences for violating body camera policy, and that discipline should affect promotions and pay increases. Currently, Boston Police only do periodic audits, a police spokesman says. There have been 4 investigations into body camera compliance in 16 months. 1 was sustained, the other unfounded. 2 are still open. It's unclear if either are related to the Root case. The root shooting is an example of how an overtime or detail assignment can quickly become dangerous. Of the six Boston police officers who fired their weapons, one was on overtime, another on a detail. Root's family has filed a lawsuit against the officers who shot and killed him in Chestnut Hill. The lawsuit specifically notes the lack of body camera footage. His sister, Jennifer Root Bannon, says the cameras could have captured critical moments, like the movements her brother allegedly made that led officers to fire 31 times.
I wish that they would just put them on because they're there to help them. So if everything's on the up and up, then there's no problem wearing them.
Anytime officers are in uniform, she says, they should have their cameras on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmanning.